Blog Talk Radio. Please leave your message for
78648.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, there's dates when returns are due. Tax returns, if you got a corporation, IRS, they're due on March 15th unless you do an extension. Personal returns are due on April 15th. Success, whether it's a credit card, car payment, rent, you must know the date, because if you pay late, you're going to have to pay late charge, and that's going to cost you money that you shouldn't have to pay.
So how do people... Like, what are some good tips you can give people to be on top of their dates, on top of their understanding their finances?
Okay, well, to keep on a date, I'm sure, right, meaning everybody has some kind of smartphone, correct?
Right.
Right, and they all have calendar features. Plug it in now, the features when things are due. Okay, put it in your date so that will pop up 4 days ahead of time.
Very smart, very, very wise. What do you think about auto-draft?
Auto-draft is good if you have a lot of money in the account.
Right.
The problem with auto-draft is there's a good percentage of people who will not, I'm thinking an example is a life bill. Okay, so unless you know you're keeping, I'm making this up, there's $6,000 in the account, the average American's account go up and down. So in order to use auto-draft, you better make sure you keep your quote-unquote minimal safe amount.
Right.
To pay your bills.
That is very, very true. So how does that help small business owners? Like how does making sure that literacy and that understanding that financial literacy really help business owners? Your perspective.
Okay, can I ask you a question? One easy question, right? Do you want to increase your bottom line? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Yes, correct?
Yes.
Well, guess what? If you want to keep paying late fees, okay, you know how much extra profit you have to hustle to pay stupid shit? That you shouldn't have to pay.
Right.
I'm not saying don't pay your bills. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I said. But by paying your bills on time, you go avoid increase your profit by not paying late fees.
Wow. Just that simple.
You got to work harder for nothing. You know, I work too hard for my money to get Amex, to get MasterCard an extra $60 because I forgot to send it in.
Right. Yeah, that is very, 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 very late fees. Not knowing when your bills are due, not knowing how much your bills are, not knowing how to manage your money in your accounts. All of those things are very, very important.
I got one better. It's not even, obviously you got to manage your money, but you know you got to know the date so you don't pay less charges. Even if you got to pay the minimum, you're still saving money because you're not paying the late charges.
Right. So, guys.
I'm not saying pay, I'm not saying pay minimum either, but at least I don't waste late charges.
Right. And then if you got some extra, throw some extra on it. You know what I mean? Or pay it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't want to pay more on it. But the point of my answer was start putting more money in your pocket by knowing your date. You don't have to pay late charges.
That is great, T. Know your dates is what he says. Know your dates. So when it comes down to knowing, like, the terminology and how to do your statements and how to budget your money, what do you have to say about that, those kind of things?
Well, budgeting your money is the key to success. You know, you can't overspend. If COVID didn't teach anybody anything, that you never know when something's going to happen that could change your life. Mm-hmm. We have rental properties, and, you know, one day everything's going fine, and the next thing you know, I have a sewer, you know, a sewer leak, and it cost me $4,000 to change the pipe. And you better have, if you're a business owner, you better make sure you have the reserve to cover it.
Right. Yeah, because if you do not have those reserves, that's going to cost you more money, because the longer you wait to repair something and get things fixed, worse the damages and more expensive it costs you, so it costs you more money.
No, my point of the argument is that you need to reserve in case something happens that you need to spend money. You understand, though? I mean, it could be anything. In Miami, a hurricane can come this week. Trees come all over your house. If you don't have money put away, how are you going to clean the trees?
Right.
Clean a few yards. Get gas for the generator when it's $9 a gallon. See, what I learned from my dad from Hurricane Andrew, when everybody's house was completely knocked down in trees, our house was clean as a whistle in less than a day. Ask me why, Miss Unique.
Why, Mr. Albert?
Because my pops always said you keep a big wad of cash in the reserve if you got a business in case the unexpected happens. When the unexpected happened, everybody who around me has real jobs kept waiting for the city to clean. That took 3 weeks. We were cleaned up in less than a day.
Right.
No reserves.
No reserves. That is very, very true. You have to have that money in reserve. You have to know your money too.
Yes.
You have to know your money. So what good tips can you give us tonight?
Okay. One, you want to increase your revenues, make sure you know your reserves so you don't have to pay late charges. One, make sure, if you're a business owner, make sure that whoever does your tax return understands your business. Don't go to somebody on somebody's desk and say that if you're a coach and you can say, hey, I got to go get BA, how do I deduct them? And they go, duh, 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 then you don't go to them.
Right.
They can't understand the semi-very minimal dragging your business. Don't go to them. Find somebody that can understand what you do.
That is very, very important, because if they don't understand what you're doing, then they won't understand why you're spending the way you spend.
Yes.
That is very important. That is very, very important. So how long have you been in your industry?
We'll be starting our 39th year.
Wow. And what city are you? You say you're out of Miami?
We're in Miami, but we got clients in 7 countries, and we do returns and have clients in all 50 states. No, I'm sorry. I haven't done anybody in North Dakota yet. Sorry. I apologize.
I haven't
done North Dakota yet.
No business in North Dakota yet. That's the only state you haven't done business. Why do you think that is? Just to be asking.
Nobody lives there. Dakota. My bad.
Wow.
Wow,
North Dakota, huh? So tell us.
And Wyoming. I got, listen, it's even funnier. In the smallest state in the United States, I got 3 clients in Wyoming.
Wyoming. What about Idaho? Do you have anybody in Idaho?
I did. I used to do something in Idaho, then they moved, but they were in Idaho.
Wow.
We probably do on an average of 28 to 29 states. But, you know, so in other words, if you're in, doesn't matter where you're at, but, you know, if you're in a state, we can do it. If you're on a consistent basis, we do like 26 states. You understand? Clients all the time. New York, California, Texas, Arizona, Maine, Virginia, North, South Dakota, I mean, North and South Carolina, Atlanta, Tennessee.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot of states and a lot of people. So tell people where they can find you.
Okay, I got a couple of cool things. One, would you people like a nice free gift from Albert?
Sure.
Two ways.
Sure.
Okay. Take out your phone and text TAXMAN at 26786. That's TAXMAX. You're gonna get my gift of unknown tax deductions that your accountant won't tell you, and simple profit activators that they won't tell you.
Wow. So TAXMAN to
26786.
26786. So guys, if y'all need some information on things that tax deals or tax, tax breaks that nobody knows, send text TAXMAN to 23786. Is that correct? 26786.
And Miss Unique, if you want everything Albert, go to acorvy.com. I got some awesome things there too.
acorvy.com. Make sure you visit him at acorvy.com for all your tax help, your tax breaks, great tax information. What industries do you know are your professional industries, or what industries do you work with?
I do with anybody who likes to make money. I work from everything from lizard ranchers to porn stars and everything in between.
Not one business from a lizard rancher to porn. What about a cuddler? Have you done a cuddler yet?
Cuddler.
Somebody who gets paid to just cuddle with people.
Oh, baby. I won't say what they are yet. I won't say what they are, but I've done plenty of strippers. I know a few of them were doing the other things. Porn stars, strippers, the word prostitutes, because I know they have kids and they all want to get that extra money every year, so I know they've come in.
Wow. So if you need your taxes done by a reliable person, you need to know them tax credits, no matter what your industry is, call out Mr. Albert Coy. He will get your taxes done and get you that money. He's only been doing this for a whole 39 years. Just 39 years. That's it.
107 clients, 25,000 business owners, saving them $60 million.
Saving them. Wow. That's deep. That's a lot of money.
So I've been around this block a couple of times, you know?
So how did you... See, that's financial literacy. He knows how to keep up how much money he saved his customers. So I guarantee you he knows how much money it costs not to help save them that much money. That is the importance of knowing your financial literacy.
And Ms. Unique, guess what? Well, I will tell you that I will guarantee you working with me, you'll get more than your money back 10 times over. That's why we started our new class. instant profit accelerators, where we're going to show you how to get your stuff right, how to put money in your pocket almost instantly.
Wow. Wow. That sounds so awesome. That sounds so awesome. I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate all this good tea you just gave us, making sure you know your dates for your bills so you don't pay late fees, because that alone will help increase profits, making sure that you are prepared for your business and growing your business and anything that may or may not happen to your business, natural disasters, COVID, international disasters, all of those. What did you say?
We do everything from disasters to billion-dollar people, from real estate to porn stars and everything in between. That's what we do.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I appreciate you having you on my show, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, so that was Mr. Albert Coy. Corey, make sure you send, I will put all of his information if you need your tax done, if you want that free tax break, look in the comments of these posts, and I will have that information in there so that you can follow up with him and get some great information and great tea and great free information from him. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off in Studio U. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, reshare, share, be on my podcast, all of those. Don't forget none of that. All right? And if you don't know, if you don't like what I have to say, share it with somebody else. And you can comment negatively. I don't mind. I really don't. Just comment. Comment. If you don't like what I say, tell me so maybe I can fix it. Or maybe I just don't care. This is I Am Unique Wright again. Make sure y'all go on Amazon, Google my name, find my books, read them all.